to another offering of Heavenly Blessings with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of several books, the latest of which is the Jesus book, which I'm very excited to get in the mail. And I'm your host, Suzanne Maresca. Today our guest is our lovely galactic friend, Galea, and our topic is yet unknown, but I'm certain that there's going to be plenty to talk about. And good morning, Linda. You just weathered a storm that could have been so much worse.
Oh, I think that we really dodged the bullet, and I certainly want to thank everybody who sent not only greetings, but energy and healing. And it has been, it's funny because I've been through a couple of hurricanes, and this one has been, even though it wasn't as physically devastating, at least in my city of light, it has been more exhausting and more energy draining than anything I have been through in a long, long time. Probably the last time I felt this way was when I bilocated to Iraq to be in Saddam Hussein's compound.
Oh, yikes. Wow.
Yeah, it has been that intense. That's a good word, intense.
You know, okay, I'm sorry, but maybe part of this is that we're really embracing the concept of strength in unity and in prayer, and unity does not happen unless hearts are open. So I do find people's responses to current events kind of encouraging.
Yes, I agree. And I think one of the things that this hurricane showed, at least in, to some measure, was the power of prayer and how important it is when people come together. You know, we have done that before in the various forms in terms of pray for rain and, you know, working with weather patterns and fires in California. So this isn't new, but it's the intensity with which we are addressing, tackling these issues, these challenges are very, very strong.
I agree.
It's funny because when I began to work with this Hurricane Matthew, and I was working with sort of a triad, and maybe it is very appropriate actually today that Galea is joining us, because I was working with Gaia and with our, you know, for me, UFOG, my family, my star family, and with Matthew, I was working with that triad, and asking Gaia, like, is this really necessary? And what she was telling me, and what Mother Mary was telling me, is that the purpose of this cleansing, well, there were several things going on, and several things going on in different places, but the umbrella effect of this hurricane was to cleanse and clear arrogance.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's given me real pause. You know, I've had some time to reflect on this because it's days later. But to really think of all the various ways in which arrogance is present both in ourselves and certainly in myself and in our societies and the way it exhibits. And it's such a distasteful quality. You know, and we can see that in some of our public, you know, realms. But it's certainly very far from endearing.
Well, you know? would you like to define arrogance? Is it something that basically bottom line is that you are above something or better than someone else or deserving of something more?
I mean, that's it exactly, Susie. You know, the council has talked a lot to us lately about entitlement and what that looks like. Well, if you take arrogance on that spectrum, I think you move from a sense of entitlement to the next step down the ladder is arrogance. And it can exhibit in all kinds of ways, but it really is this belief, both actual exhibited and subtle that you are better than, that somehow not only you're entitled, but that you have divine permission to feel that you have authority or power over. Arrogance and the abuse of authority are very closely aligned. So you have
humility is the opposite end.
Sorry, I didn't
mean humility is the opposite end.
Humility is at the opposite end. Humility and prudence and, you know, all those areas of balance. And, of course, you know, I mean, if we think of it in terms of a circle, I mean, we also know that false humility can be a real form of arrogance. So it's very curious, you know, and
that's what this poem is about.
Yes, and you know, I think every now and then it serves us. Now I'm going to speak personally. When I get that kind of a message, I always bring it inside, and I tend to think, you know, are there areas in my life that I'm arrogant? You know, is there something that I feel that I have the answer for? And, you know, that whole old paradigm of duality, of right or wrong, in or out. And so it's something that we all have to be vigilant about. And, you know, given the political climate right now in the United States, I mean, I have to watch myself. So it's been very interesting.
It is interesting, and I feel like maybe one of the, I don't know if it could be called easy, but one remedy is to embrace the idea that we all have roles to play. We all have roles to play. I do, our political candidates do, and you know what? It's anybody's guess what the true purpose is, but they certainly are at this point pointing out the incredibly ridiculous nature of our system and how it's become so twisted, and also how angry people are that they would actually consider supporting what they're supporting. So, you know.
It is very interesting. And you're correct. I mean, several times, not only Archangel Michael, but Gabriel and Jesus and Saint Germain, it's, you know, the list is long, how they have said that these various characters are playing their roles brilliantly. And we do know that this phase, that this process, this step of ascension, especially with the energy of the Tsunami of One, is that everything is up to the surface. And the only reason it's up to the surface is for clearing, for cleansing, for elimination, for letting go. So when we look at it and we think, oh, you know, I don't really want that to exist on my planet, we need to just be in our observer self and say, regardless of what your political leanings are, you know, to look at it and say, okay, this level of entrenchment or nastiness, really, is at the surface so we can clear it. And underneath that, rising up from that, of course, is the new paradigm of unity, of being together in all of this and creating new ways of being together in community. So it's
realizing that we actually are the ones that get to choose how our world operates. It's not like we have to be told who to hate and, you know, who to be angry with, and even who we are. You know, that's over. People are really, really waking up to that idea, you know. But to us, we get to pick.
In our last show together, at least I think it was our last show, we were talking, or you were talking, I was, you know, in outer space, and there was this whole discussion about be very careful or be very clear about what you bring your attention to.
Oh,
because that is what you're creating. So, you know, I've decided that, okay, everyone's playing their perfect roles, but that's not where I'm choosing to bring my attention to. I'm bringing my attention to the power of creation, of bringing it to creating Nova Earth and Nova Me and New You and, you know, new society, because that's what's important to me. That old stuff, I don't care about. I want it gone.
And something else that I really have been acutely aware of the importance of is I need to pay attention to the things that I have been able to do, because there's a lot that I haven't been able to do, and if I really dwell on those things, I'm going to pull myself right down, and it's so important right now that we keep the vibe up. So, you know, pay attention to what we love and also what we have been able to accomplish and pat ourselves on the back for that. Really give ourselves credit because, my gosh, it's not been easy at all.
I think that that's really important. I've had the gift. I think it's a gift anyway. As you know, I'm preparing for the annual gathering in Sedona, and it's the 20th, but it's also the last. And so in preparing all my materials and going through, you know, 20 years worth of stuff, it's given me a chance. It's kind of been bittersweet, but mostly just sweet, because it says, okay, like, you know, all the people that we've come together and we've done things and we've anchored cities of light and we've learned how to create and channel and this and that, it's like, we have accomplished a lot. You know, we tend to think, well, today, what happened today? And we don't have the fulfillment of what we're looking for yet. But what we've done together has been phenomenal. In fact, didn't you just have an anniversary in terms of hosting this show?
Oh, just like last April.
Oh, it's that time thing again.
I know. You know, I think it's been 3 years or maybe it's been four. I don't remember. But, yeah, it's been a while. And, gosh, what a journey. It's been a very expansive journey.
It's been an incredible journey. And, you know, I think what's really cool and what excites me is that we're right on the precipice. We're right there. And Archangel Gabriel, who's, you know, my go-to gal, she keeps telling me, you know, you're not jumping off the cliff. You're just right there. And we are, and I don't mean just for you and I, but I mean for all of us. We're right there, and we're breaking through. And it is kind of like that movie, The Matrix, you know? At that moment where he realizes that it's all an illusion.
And you know what? None of us are going by ourselves, okay? This is a group effort and a group journey. So, you know, there you have it. All right, so are we good for meditation then?
We are good for meditation. So let's begin.
All right.
Let's begin by sinking into your chair or your bed, your office seat or your car seat, the floor, wherever you are. Just relax. Relax and let go. Let go of the craziness. Let go of the insanity. Let go of all the busyness of the million and three things that you feel you have to do, that you feel haven't been done as yet. Give yourself the gift of this time, just for you, for your own sweet self, because, bright angel, you deserve it. Feel your heart, your tri-flame, burning brightly and evenly, your beautiful blue diamond of the mother, the beautiful yellow canary diamond of the father, and your spectacular pink diamond flame in the middle. Feel it. And if you don't, put your hand on your heart and let that warmth and the energy of the violet flame that's already embedded in the middle of your palm ignite your tri-flame. Let's juice it up. And breathe. Let go of the day. Sink deeper into your heart. And feel as if your heart and your tri-flame are your mirror. And look at it. Look at how it sparkles and shines. And take a minute and feel and see or smell or perceive, however you do this. Allow yourself to see just a glimpse of the wonder of who you are. And how important you are in this unfoldment of the mother's plan, of your plan within her plan. Every one of us is playing a pivotal role. There are no exclusions. No one more important than you, or less important than you. Feel that love as you are surrounded by the energy of the mother and father, and the confidence and the trust they have in your strength, your fortitude, your humility, and your ability to bring forth in form Nova Earth. And breathe. Now, at the bottom of your heart, drop down ever so slightly the bottom of your rib cage, in between your heart and your solar plexus, to your beautiful Halayan chakra. And this is your bridge chakra. And your bridge not only between your upper and lower chakras, but your bridge to your star family, to your star brothers and sisters, your bridge to you. For there are very, very, very few of us that do not have galactic either existence right now or certainly a history. The rays of the chakra are mint green, electric electra blue, French blue, and today I'm seeing shades of the softest pink, like a soft raspberry. So breathe in the mint. And bring it right down into that chakra. And breathe in the blue of Electra, one of the seven sisters of the Pleiades. Breathe in that blue. And breathe in the French blue. And breathe in the raspberry pink. And feel that chakra opening and spinning out not only out of your body, out of your room, out of your house, your building, all the way to your favorite ship. Where you like to hang out. Keep going. Feel your energy in yourself, your sacred self. You know how to bilocate. Just allow it to happen. As if you're running down that spiral. And when you're on the landing deck of your ship, feel yourself in form. More. And as the door opens, feel who's there to welcome you. To welcome you home. And go inside. And enjoy yourself. Knowing that you can travel down, back and forth on this chakra portal spiral anytime. It's part of your basic equipment. Greetings, I am Galea.
Yeah, welcome.
It is my honor and my pleasure to be invited back this day or any day. For you know I am communications officer, also assigned to Intergalactic Council. On special assignment also, with planetary systems of Earth, of Gaia, connecting not only with our beings on the ground, but with many humans as well. It is true that there are many challenges and much change that is occurring upon your planet at this time. And for some of you, you may think of it as a cleansing. Our perception of it is a process, not only of ascension, but of becoming. You have a saying on Earth upon sweet Gaia that the truth will win out, that the truth will prevail for us. This is not simply a saying, but how we live. It is not merely a belief system. It is a fundamental truth, a fact, upon which our existence has been built. And it is one of the things that we bring. And yes, it is reflected in our structures, in our technologies, in our institutions, if you can even think of it that way. The truth is cherished. And this is true of Gaians as well. Increasingly, none of you want to hear lies or bear witness to untruth or deviation or hostility or anger. There is an entire list of the old paradigms that is being and needs to be put to rest. For us, right now on ships, throughout the fleets, it is a time of celebration. There are many happy occasions. And we celebrate each and every one of them. Some are small, some are massive and large. But you, dearest Suzanne, have noted this, and I bring all of your attention to this. Not only give yourself credit for what you have accomplished in any given moment, in any given day, throughout the Mother's new time, celebrate. Celebrate your victories. Celebrate what you know you have done well. Individually, collectively, small group, big group, it matters not. When you are celebrating, when you are acknowledging, when you are reinforcing such positive, magnificent behaviors, patterns that are emerging, what you are doing is also anchoring them. Now you will note, no one above, below, or with us, in between, celebrates devastation. No one celebrates war and mayhem and murder and chaos. Do we acknowledge it at times that it is necessary in a process? Yes. But think of it in this way. When you have a child, and that child is ill and sick, and because of that, they are running an outrageously high fever, and they are ill, perhaps vomiting or sweating, and you are nervous, you do not celebrate that the child has a fever. But what you do celebrate, or give a quiet prayer of thanksgiving, is when the fever breaks. And when the fever has completely passed, and the child is bright-eyed and wanting to play again, you celebrate. You may not create a party, but you celebrate, you mark it with gratitude and thanksgiving. And if it is the child's birthday the following week, you celebrate again. And to yourself you say, thank God. My beloved friends, Let me be very clear that I am in no way calling you or the collective of Gaia children in terms of immaturity or lack of experience, wisdom, knowledge, spirituality. But in another way, are we not all children of the Mother? Are we not all one? And have you, each and every one of you, not been experiencing this sense of fever, of displacement, of exhaustion, of lethargy? And you wonder to yourself, am I losing my mind? Am I losing my body because I have very little vim and vigor, vitality? You have been in the accelerated fever of change. And that fever is breaking. And we might say, you have sweated out a great deal of what was poison. And yes, many of you, and we are glad, many of you have used the healing chambers and the healing ships and the violet flame and the silver and the gold and the copper and the blue. There is no flame that is not magnificent and giving a sacred purpose. So yes, we have several occasions throughout the fleet that we are celebrating right now. Some we will speak of, some we will not. But let us be very clear. We are celebrating our union with you. Very often, this show is used to deliver messages to all upon Gaia. And the vibration and frequency goes out. And it serves great purpose. But this day, as your sister, as Galea, I also want to congratulate you and celebrate you, because that is vitally important in celebration. So you have need to be celebrated, because you have endured. Yes, you have struggled. Your tests of trust and faith and endurance have been strong. And yet you have continued to proceed, not only with compassion for others and your sweet self, but also with passion for what is and what lies ahead. And that is important, because passion is part of the fuel. In many ways, passion is the ignition switch of love. If you do not feel passionate about something, undertaking something, doing something, whether it is brushing your hair, or going to the market, or changing the world, then why on Earth, or any other planet, would you do it? That would never be our guidance. when we came. And there were many different voyages and migrations. But think about what we have done. And I only speak of myself and my family, who have traveled from distant galaxies, from CCC. But we came. We made that voyage of thousands of years in what you think of as time. Because we were passionate. There was never a ho-hum moment. We were passionate. Not only about serving the mother, but over the moon and the many moons, about assisting this planet in ascension, about having beings in form that were truly beings of love, of light, and creating a planet of love. The passion drove us. The love fuels us. The truth supports us. But it is all one thing. So part of my message this day, and I think a good place to start, is to celebrate your beloved sacred selves. So, dearest Suzanne, what do you choose to celebrate this day?
Oh, my goodness. I get to celebrate my life and the way that it's turned out and how, I'm celebrating gratitude, frankly, because I really understand the power of it and how gratitude and trust really have made my life what it is. I mean, it's not perfect and there's lots of things that I... You know what? Material things haven't changed, but the inside has changed immensely. I'm very happy about that. That's what I celebrate.
When the internal landscape changes, the external has no choice, by the way, except to follow and reflect.
Yes. Yes.
It is a misconception for any being to think that when the external changes, that it will shift your internal landscape. It is the other way around. And so you have all done extraordinarily, magnificently well in trusting. We celebrate the fact that you have trusted us. We have several million, many million, beings upon your planet now, in every corner, whether it is a very busy metropolis or a very sleepy little village, we are present. And what has been wondrous to us is the way in which we have been welcomed and accepted and supported and integrated. Now, you know, in the beginning, well, I say the beginning, but I only mean last year, that there were some difficulties with the vibratory match of some of our beings, our forces upon the ground, because of the, old paradigms, and many of our beings were needing to return home and circulate through some healing and reattunement. But that dissonance has mostly been remedied.
Ooh, really?
Yes. Even in the most, what you would think of as discordant cities, that is not what we are finding. Now, it is true, we do not seek out those who are in the midst of the chaos. We seek out like-hearted, like-minded, supportive individuals and groups that are welcoming us consciously and unconsciously, and we don't care really which it is, but we are being welcomed, and that drain, our energetic drain of being upon Gaia and intermingling, shall we say, beginning our integration with the humans, that technical glitch, sweet angels, has been remedied.
That is excellent news.
We are celebrating.
Yeah. All right. Wow. So happy. And what you were speaking to before, I'm grateful for the clarity, okay, to really understand what's true and what's going on and what's important. Because, you know, I'm not sure that I had that, well, however many years ago. And it's interesting because it's hard to know what I didn't used to know.
Exactly, because you don't know what you don't know, do you?
Well.
But when I have begun and I have said that we hold truth as a pillar, and that is what you are also, all of you, anchoring, and that has been part of the mother's expansion and her gifts of clarity and purity and grace. But the clarity was an essential piece even before the expansion of other qualities. So now what you are observing and participating, but also observing, you know what does not feel like truth from the essence of the clarity of your being. And it is actually very simple. The litmus test that we use is, does it feel like love? Is this going to contribute to the collective? Or is it merely a distraction?
Okay, good. Can I ask you a question then?
Yes.
The presidential election is so not of love. It's so completely ridiculous. It's hard to even... I mean, I'm not embroiled in paying attention to it at all, and I haven't watched the debates, and I just couldn't stomach doing that. But what in God's name is going on? What?
It is the clearing of the old paradigms. It is the clearing. We have, in our fleets and systems, leaders that are deeply not only honored but revered. Leadership is not the use of power or control. In fact, in terms of that spectrum you spoke of, it is far along the line of humility, gratitude, service. And yes, to be a steward is to be a way shower. That is the paradigm, the model that is being seeded, planted, not by us as aliens. This is the intergalactic way, but it is the way of the mother. It is the way of love. It is the way of peace and cooperation and creation and building. So what you are witnessing is a very sad situation, regardless of your political beliefs and leanings. To be a leader on the global level, on a national or a country level, or on a commonwealth level, is a sacred trust. Now think of this. And we will use the example of the United States of America. But what people are doing in the system that you have developed as a citizen, whether it is of a nation or of the planet, you are saying, I trust this person to hold stewardship, to hold, to practice, to embody, to show the way with the highest ideals, with the highest principles of love and truth and peace and humility and clarity and purity and grace. That is what you are saying. When you elect somebody, you are entrusting them in many ways with your life. And that is particularly true because of the nature of the economies that are in unfoldment and change, of weaponry and war, of the transition things that are in place. So do not minimize it. You are entrusting these individuals with your life. You are entrusting these individuals with the life of your family and your children.
Okay, but they're not worthy of that. You've spoken of the Mother's New Time. I'm just wondering how long until cleanup is complete, because this stuff has to be cleaned up.
But what you are doing is cleaning it up. Because when you bring it back to that very basic question, is this who you would trust with your life?
No.
So who is? And we don't mean names. But there are many, many wonderful souls. Not everyone is power hungry. And we aren't creating this situation. We do not wish to be misinterpreted that something is black or white, because it is not. And as we have said, they are playing magnificent roles. And that is part of the shift in decision making. You are seeking the highest common denominator, not the lowest common denominator.
So can we expect some major changes before the election, which is less than a month away?
We are not jerry-rigging or interfering, let me be clear about this, in your electoral process. We are catching bombs. We are continuing to work with the mother and her legions with containment. We are influencing all light workers upon the planet and working in cooperation with them. Do we pray and work and diligently work that there will be shift? Yes. If not before, then after. Because, dearest hearts, let us tell you, and I would speak on behalf of the entire council for this intergalactic council on this matter, change it must.
Thank you, Yoda. That's funny. Anyway, so I just feel like gratitude is the way out of pretty much anything, you know, as we're talking about the importance of what we pay attention to. So, you know, I know I can get a little bit hot and heavy paying attention to the U.S. politics, but at the same time, it's really important to be the observer and go into trust mode. I want to add that in.
And to focus on what you desire to create. There has been, and there is ongoing, a great deal of destruction of the old paradigms. Enough that they are crumbling, even as we speak. As you focus on the new, on the clarity and purity, on the love, what you are doing is sweeping away the debris and erecting the new. And that is what we are doing as well. And that is what many of our allies, both on the planet and here with us, are also doing. So it is not that nothing is happening. In fact, it has been an enormously busy time.
Sure, it has. Could you say any more specific things about what you guys have been up to? I know there's a lot, and maybe it would help, I don't know, help the weaving of all of us together, you know, to know a little bit more. Could you say more?
We have three areas that are of the utmost importance. The first, of course, is peace. And within that is the cessation of murderous war, killing. Because it is nigh impossible to focus on the true meaning of peace. And this is Michael's, of course. And we are all in alignment, but it is very difficult for people to focus on deep inner peace and outer peace if there are missiles being exploding in your neighborhood. Now, part of that is the devastating effects that this physical war, and there are many on your planet, we aren't just talking about one place. The devastating effect that these wars have had of people living in situations that are beyond imaginable, or returning to homes or neighborhoods that are simply rubble, or attempting to flee in something that is no more stable than a life raft, and having nowhere to go. So we have been working diligently. Yes, catching bombs, not all of them, obviously. Intervening. The archangels are working with ISIS. And that is how it needs to be. You may send peaceful thoughts and prayers, but do not engage. So that is our first thing that we are working on. Now, in some situations, terrible devastation has occurred and has not been prevented by us, so that humanity can awaken to the brutality of slaughter. This is beyond abhorrent to us. It makes us sick, literally. There is very little that makes us sick, but these situations make us sick. So, in terms of how we focus, there is a great deal of rotation, because for any individual to attend to this situation for long makes us physically, interdimensionally, ill. That has been one of our primary aspects. Our second area of focus has been on the reorganization of what you think of as societal economic structures. And we will just leave it at that. And the third area has been literally the integration of massive populating of this planet, not with any intent or agenda of taking control, but simply of harmonizing.
Yeah.
Harmonizing our energies with yours. Just the same way, my friends, as you will walk into a room and you will beam the light, you will hold the light, you will be the light of love. And without saying a word, the energy in that room changes. That is what we are doing. And at the same time, we are also planting our word, planting technology. There are many new discoveries in the forefront.
I will speak for myself and all of our listeners and many, many more to say we are in gratitude for all that you do and for your presence here and for the integration of our cultures. And there's so much to look forward to. I really appreciate that. Is there anything that you have in closing?
I wish to say thank you. It has been some time since I have been invited, and I am so pleased to be with you this day and every day, and to celebrate each and every one of you, beloved friends. Celebrate your victories. They are many. Go with our love, and go in peace. Farewell.
May the long time sun shine.